This is the AlleyCast on FolkAlley.com for April 2009. I'm Chris Boros, and this is our monthly podcast that showcases all of the recent material that we've put up on the website. In this episode, we'll be listening to our featured open mic artist, Christina Polver. She's a songwriter that's worked with Ryan Adams, and we'll hear one of her songs in the AlleyCast. We'll also listen to the Ducks when they stop by the Folk Alley studios, including a Led Zeppelin song that they performed here. The Live from Folk Alley concert that we put up this month with Jake Shimabukuro, ukulele player. And to close out the AlleyCast, we'll hear about Jackson Frank, an obscure songwriter from 1965 who only made one record produced by Paul Simon. And we'll hear Jackson's music and his story at the end of the AlleyCast. First, though, we'll listen to a segment of our interview with the Ducks. Here's Jim Bloom speaking with the band.
I see in your set list there's a song called Old Crockpot. Tanya, if I got that right?
It's Old Cookpot.
Old Cookpot. Let's go with that. Tanya, tell me about that one.
Well, it's a song written by two gentlemen who live in Nashville, Tennessee. What are their names, Leonard?
Chuck McCarthy and Sean Byrne.
And this is the first song that they ever had recorded by anybody else. And so we recorded it, and they actually happened to be only a few blocks away, and we invited them over to come listen to it, and they were so stoked. They're the sweetest guys, and this song rocks. It sounds like it was written ages ago, and it's just, I love it.
Ducks with Old Cook Pot performed right here in the Folk Alley Studios. You can listen to the full Duck session recording right now on the website. It's on the rotator box at the homepage, FolkAlley.com. This month on FolkAlley.com, we are fundraising, asking you, the listeners of this service, to contribute to help keep Folk Alley strong. This is how we pay the bills, coming to listeners and asking them to support something that they believe in, supporting folk music, supporting music like the Ducks, supporting all of our live concerts that you hear each and every month on FolkAlley.com, including the open mic section, the special side streams that we put up. All of this costs money, and we're asking you this month to become a member of FolkAlley.com. When you do become a member, a lot of great benefits are going to come your way. You'll receive discounts at car rental agencies and hotels across the country. You'll receive a 20% discount on any recordings that you buy from Smithsonian Folkways. Plus, we'll give you some free CDs this time around, maybe a t-shirt, a sweatshirt. But it's really about supporting something that you believe in, supporting this music so that the world can discover it. Folk Alley continues to stay strong because of you, because of generous listeners who realize that this program needs to stay here on the internet for everyone to discover. Just think of all the great music that you've come across because of FolkAlley.com, and then think about what you can give to help support the service. We have a various amount of levels on the website, but it's really up to you. Just click on the banjo at FolkAlley.com to become a member today, and thanks. The open mic section of Folk Alley is where anyone can post his or her songs for the world to hear. As a listener, you can rate these songs and you can comment on them as well. For this month, our featured open mic artist is Krista Polver. In 2007, she headed to New York to immerse herself in the city and the place that she felt musically at home. One of the first people her music caught the attention of was Ryan Adams, and they have since gone on to write a song for Krista's debut record called Here Be Dragons. You can hear that song right now on FolkAlley.com. Let's listen to a song that she posted on open mic. This comes from that first record of hers. This is called The Sinking Sea from Krista Polver.
We're all collapsing like buildings exploding. Nighttime is dancing as we sink underground. Loud in the city. God, what am I doing here? Underneath the pale sky, the world could light up like diamond handful shining over mountains and valleys, but it ain't. Brings me down. God, I'm losing my mind. Don't let yourself go crazy. Heavy hearts sink in the sea and won't be found. God, what am I?
What am I doing here?
That's Krista Polver and her song called Sinking Sea. She posted that on the open mic section of FolkAlley.com. Krista is Folk Alley's featured open mic artist for April 2009. I'm Chris Boros, and this is the Alleycast on FolkAlley.com. Don't forget to click on the banjo to become a member of this service. We're fundraising this month, and we really need your help. If you enjoy the Alleycast each month, now's the time to become a member of this service and take some free gifts home as well, like CDs and T-shirts and sweatshirts. All the information is there for you when you click the banjo at FolkAlley.com. Recently, ukulele master Jake Shimabukuro played a concert near Folk Alley Studios on March 7th of this year. If you go to the website right now, you can listen to Jake's full concert. You can find a link in the rotator box on the homepage at FolkAlley.com. Here's Jake Shimabukuro playing his ukulele. That's Jake Shimabukuro playing his ukulele at the E.J. Thomas Hall in Akron, Ohio. That was recorded by Folk Alley's contributing producer Craig Adams on March 7, 2009. You can listen to the full concert right now on the website. It's in the rotator box, folkalley.com. If you enjoy all of the concerts that we put up each and every month, these are exclusive concerts you can't find anywhere else, and it costs us money to mix, master, record, and post these. So please think about clicking on the banjo and becoming a member of Folk Alley. We're fundraising this month. We're looking to raise $100,000, and we really need your help to support this service, to support folk music, to support these exclusive concerts, our in-studio session recordings that you can't hear anywhere else, this program, the Alleycast, the open mic section, the music stream, all of our hosts. All of this stuff is expensive, and we need your help to keep Folk Alley strong. We are a nonprofit organization, and all of the money that we receive from you goes right into programming. We're not looking to make a profit, just break even, so that we can keep this music streaming for the world to hear and for the world to discover. FolkAlley.com is a place to do it. Click the banjo, become a member today. Thank you so much. I'm Chris Boros, and this is the Alleycast on FolkAlley.com. The Ducks stopped by the Folk Alley Studios earlier in the program. We heard a segment from our interview with them. Let's hear another one. In this segment, you'll hear the Ducks performing a Led Zeppelin song. Here's Jim Bloom.
I believe when you performed at Merlefest on one of the side stages, you broke into A Whole Lotta Love, and didn't John Paul Jones of Led Zeppelin hop up on stage and play with you? Is that a true story?
Pretty much, minus the fact that it was on a side stage. It was actually for our main stage set.
Oh, wow.
And it just so happened that we had come up with this arrangement about 2 weeks prior to Merlefest. And we were backstage the day of our main stage show, and Leonard actually bumped into John Paul Jones and told him about our arrangement that we'd come up with a couple weeks prior to the festival, and said, if you don't ask, you'll never know. Would you like to come up on stage with us for our rendition of A Whole Lotta Love? And he agreed. And so next thing we knew, he wasn't on his bass, but on his mandolin. And yeah, we rocked out.
You can see it on YouTube, too.
Well, we don't have John Paul Jones with us today, but we do have Sarah Dugas and the rest of the Ducks with A Whole Lotta Love. Here we go.
Je suis juste en ville, mais sous les yeux.
that anywhere else, an exclusive in-studio session recording with the Ducks performing, of all things, a Led Zeppelin song. You heard it right here on FolkAlley.com, and you can listen to the full Duck session recording, including two other songs that they performed here, on the website. It's in the rotator box at FolkAlley.com. These are the kind of things we're asking you to support this month as we fundraise on FolkAlley.com. These special in-studio session recordings that you can't hear anywhere else. The Ducks performing Led Zeppelin. How about when Grotta stopped by our studios and they had to use a cardboard box as a bow rod because they forgot it? These are things that are exclusive to FolkAlley.com and exclusive to you as a member. You can download all of this material when you're a member of FolkAlley.com. If you're not a member, you can still stream it and listen to it. But how great is it to be able to download that material, to put in your iPod, or even burn to a CD? You can only do it when you're a member of FolkAlley.com. How do you become a member? It's easy, and it only takes a couple minutes. Just click on the banjo at the homepage, FolkAlley.com, and all of the information is there, including levels that you can donate, free gifts that'll come your way, plus drawings. We're giving away an acoustic guitar. We're giving away a DVD of the Holy Modal Rounders, their documentary feature film. We're giving away 25 CDs, a Red House Records box set. All of this could be coming your way when you become a member and you click on that banjo at FolkAlley.com. Thank you so much. When musician Jackson Frank moved to England from the States in the 1960s, he quickly became one of the most promising voices on the London folk scene. But today, he's mostly forgotten. He made just one record in 1965, produced by a young Paul Simon. Recorded in just 3 hours, his self-titled effort has become a lost classic, an album filled with dissonant honesty, realism, and a complexity that dares you to keep listening.
Don't look back over your shoulder. Keep your eye on freedom's shore. Cause you know the brave men with you also pay the wages of war.
Jackson Frank's life was never easy. Trauma and disaster impaled Frank during most of his existence. At the age of 11, a fire in his school killed many of his classmates and left him with burns over most of his body. Recovering from the fire was painfully slow for Jackson, but his school tutor brought along an old guitar to help his spirits. Frank learned a few chords, recovered from the fire, and began writing music.
Gold on silver is the autumn. Soft and tender are her skies. Yes and no are the answers written in my true love's eyes.
At the age of 21, Frank received $100,000 in insurance money from the fire. With the cash, he moved to England and shared a London flat with fellow American musicians Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel. Simon, who was himself at the time a struggling folk singer, was impressed enough to produce Frank's self-titled album. The record was recorded in just 3 hours, and Frank was so nervous that he hid behind a screen while playing. That first and only album turned out to be a classic that most people have never heard of, and a young Al Stewart played guitar on the record. It was Stewart's debut recording, and you can hear him on this song called Yellow Walls.
Yellow walls that shine like silver. Dark green windows stare never closed. From yellow walls that shine like silver. Through the hands I choose to hold.
The song Blues Run the Game may be Frank's most well-known composition, a song that describes how he felt about life and his future at the time. It talks about a young man haunted by his past, with too much money and too much gin. Over the years, the song has been covered by Simon and Garfunkel, Counting Crows, and Colin Molloy of the Decemberists.
Catch a boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain, wherever I have gone. Wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues are all the same.
send out for whiskey, baby, send out for gin. Me and room service, honey, me and room service, babe, me and room service, well, we're living a life of sin.
Frank's first attempt to do a very serious song was called Dialogue. In a 1995 interview, he said that he was leaning toward a European influence with weighty lyrics.
I want to be alone. I need to touch each stone. Face the grave that I have grown. I want to be. Before all the days are gone, and darker walls are bent and torn, to pass the time of those who mourn, I want to be.
In the other direction, the song Just Like Anything is a pure nonsense song, according to Frank. He was aiming for some comic relief.
Just like anything, to sing, to sing, to sing, is a state of mind. Sunlight dances slowly on a drum beat's broken rhyme. I speak in answers only to see them in my mind. If I had a penny, I'd throw it in the sea to see if it would float away or grow a penny tree.
Frank's album was well received in British folk circles, but sold virtually nothing in the United States. Even Nick Drake recorded one of his songs, along with Sandy Denny, Burt Jansch, Dave Cousins, and Tom Paxton.
I've seen your face in every place that I'll be going. I read your words like black hungry birds read every sowing. Rise and fall, spin and call, and my name is Carnival.
After running out of the insurance money, he moved back to the U.S. and fell into deep depression after losing his son. In 1984, he went back to New York City to find Paul Simon, but ended up sleeping on street corners instead. He was treated for paranoid schizophrenia when he actually had depression caused by the trauma he'd experienced as a child. In the early 90s, a folk music fan found him in New York City and convinced Jackson to move to Woodstock so he could help him. Soon after, Frank was sitting on a bench while awaiting the move to Woodstock, when some teenager shot him in the left eye with a pellet gun, blinding him in that eye. During this time, Frank began recording some demos of new songs, but they were unfortunately abandoned. Jackson Frank died of pneumonia and cardiac arrest in Massachusetts on March 3, 1999. He was 56.
Wondering and waiting, my back against the wall. Not a word that passed between us comes to call. Just your shadow on the window and your step on down the hall. You never wanted me, babe. You never knew me at all.
Though Jackson Frank never achieved fame during his lifetime, his only record lives on. It may be a lost cult classic today, but many who know the songs think of it as one of the best introspective folk albums of the 1960s. Today, the album is available on CD in a couple different formats. The version released by Sanctuary is out of print, but still easily found online. It contains an additional disc of material with a plethora of bonus tracks. Jackson Frank, remembering a lost classic on the Alleycast, from FolkAlley.com.
Catch a boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain. Wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues are all the same.
Thanks for listening to the Alleycast for April 2009. I'm Chris Boros. Don't forget to listen to our official content online. The Jake Shimabukuro concert is up there for you to hear, and our exclusive in-studio session recording with the Ducks. Please also consider making a donation to Folk Alley. We're fundraising this month, and we really need your help. We have a goal of $100,000 to help keep folk music and Folk Alley strong. You'll see the banjo on the homepage. Click on it, become a member, and you'll receive a whole handful of free gifts. This has been the Alleycast for April 2009. I'm Chris Boros. Thanks for listening.